Well, there is a new face on the Tanglewood campus. James Burton joined the team earlier this year as the next conductor of the Tanglewood Festival Chorus.
In addition, Burton takes on the newly established title of BSO Choral Director, a role in which he will explore new opportunities to enhance the orchestra's choral activities. You're going to want to talk to him about those new opportunities, right?
That's right. You know, we had a wonderful conversation with James last time we were here a month ago on the opening night, and it was a thrill to meet him. And we asked him at the end if he would come back, because we had only gotten to about a quarter of our questions, and he very kindly said yes, he would come back. And I didn't know whether he was just, you know, placating us and being nice, but then when it actually came to him saying yes, he did. So thank you very much. We appreciate that.
My great pleasure. Lovely to be here. Lovely to see you again.
So when we last talked to you, you were just getting ready to dive in here at Tanglewood, and now, of course, you've had a month, so how's it going?
It's been a very busy month. We had a very large weekend of concerts just this past weekend. On Saturday nights, the chorus took part in Charles Dutoit's performance of Berlioz's Te Deum, which is a monumental piece, fantastic for the singers to take part in, and one of those great sort of choral edifices. And on Sunday afternoon, just to a little light ditty to follow it up, it was the performance by Bramwell Tovey, which he gave a performance of Belshazzar's Feast by William Walton, which is one of my favorite pieces and is an absolute humdinger for the chorus. It's a glorious piece.
Joe, let's see if we can remember the last interview in which we heard this amazing story about you, James, and how you were in the very royally appropriate Westminster Chorus. Is that right?
That's right, yeah. When I was a young lad, I was singing in the Westminster Abbey Choir.
And you would wave at the Queen and she'd wave back to you?
That's right, yes. It was on the state opening of Parliament. We had a place to stand just at the west end of the east end of the Abbey.
That's great.
Which is opposite where the Queen goes in to the House of Lords to open Parliament.
And yeah, famous people were probably buried right under your feet.
Yeah, I'm not sure actually if anyone's buried right under the choir stalls. They probably are actually, but there's a wonderful.
Probably the ground has shifted.
It's quite possible, but it's very sort of muddy around Westminster.
Do you get as excited when Mark Volpe waves at you when you go back? Is that as exciting?
Absolutely. I get excited when anyone waves at me. I think it's a lovely thing to do.
So, Tanglewood on Parade tonight, what are your responsibilities?
Actually, tonight, I'm not involved. My responsibilities will be to soak up the atmosphere, and I've not been here for a Tanglewood on Parade concert before, so I'm taking it all in and enjoying the wonderful parade of conductors coming on and off the podium. It's quite a lineup, isn't it?
How do you get the night off?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. It was an early plan. I think partly because this weekend was so huge.
Yes.
For the chorus, they've all gone back to work and to pick up their normal lives. Probably quite bleary-eyed on Monday morning, I can imagine. But they will be back at the end of the summer.
So there's no choral singing tonight?
I don't think there is. No.
Oh boy!
Unless the audience are allowed to join in, are they?
Oh sure, yeah. You usually don't.
The Hebrides Overture, you know that famous choral version. <That's> yeah.
Okay. So Joe wrote in the introduction. I read Sarah did a role in which he will explore new opportunities to enhance the orchestra's choral activities. Name those opportunities.
Well.
And let me just interject.
Yeah.
Since I am the author of this. So the question
is. Are you putting in a good word for yourself?
No,
right
not
now?
At all.
You want to come
no,
in?
I want to keep my gig. But the issue is that I just think it's interesting or should be underlined and highlighted that this position never existed prior. Right. You were the first person ever to do this. So Andras Nelson wanted someone to do this, and you're the guy.
Well, I think initially when the search for the TFC director started, that was the main priority. But as I became involved, I was really interested in talking to the orchestra about the TFC, of course. But
Tanglewood
Festival Chorus, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
The resident chorus of the festival and run by the BSO and frequently performing with the orchestra in Boston.
Do they change their name when they go to Boston?
They don't.
Does Tanglewood come out? They're
that's
still
right.
Tanglewood.
Yes, Tanglewood on tour, as it were.
I see.
And I felt that the orchestra could, if it wished to, have the opportunity to spread its core activities further abroad, either in its reach across the community and also the age groups of people singing regularly with the orchestra. For instance, there are frequently calls in the orchestral repertoire for children's choirs. And just this weekend, we had some guests from Washington come to fulfill that role. They were a fantastic group of young ladies from the Choral Arts Society of Washington who did a fantastic job. 30 of their teenagers came. And we think that perhaps in future that should be Bostonian children coming to sing with the orchestra and having opportunity to take part in music making at a very high level.
So, James Burton, do you see a time, or maybe my naivete is showing here, that you just take them out without the orchestra to play out around?
Oh, quite possibly. Yeah. And especially if there are more choral groups, each group benefits from having performance opportunities. So even if there's nothing that quite fits what the orchestra is doing at that point, there could be something which ties in with what the orchestra are doing. So for instance, if the orchestra are doing, say, a Rachmaninoff piano concerto, where he wrote choral music as well, and it might be interesting to pair those things slightly informal ways, either as a late-night concert or a pre-concert something or other. We're just looking at different ways to explore it at the moment.
That was not my idea. My idea was you take the entire chorus. How many of them are there?
Well, we have 300 members on the books.
But how many are in your average Tanglewood concert?
Well, I would like to think there's never an average Tanglewood concert.
Not.
They're all spectacular. We have about 140 on stage singing.
So you take 140 people, you put them in a plane, and you take them to Tasmania to give just a concert just with the chorus, the world famous Tanglewood chorus.
Absolutely. Why not? Absolutely. Yeah. And there will be activities like that, and you never know, invitations to come and do things as well. I sensed as I started to my relationship with the orchestra that there was a wonderful opportunity for those sorts of things. And the response from my colleagues was green lights all the way. Let's explore this. Let's talk about it. Let's plan for the future. So I think it's a very exciting time and be wonderful to come back in a while and talk to you about what we're planning for the future.
Now, how do those people get paid, those 140 people who are up there in an average concert? Do they get a per diem? Do they get a salary for the year?
There's no salary. No, these are not professional singers, although in the strictest sense that they're not paid to sing. But we very much want to feel that anyone can sing with the chorus and that money should not be a barrier to that. So their travel expenses are paid and they're helped with a per diem and so on. So they don't lose money by singing with the chorus, apart from coming to rehearsals in Symphony Hall in Boston. If they've got a long commute, that's up to them. So there's a wonderful sense that these are people who are giving their time, which is, of course, precious for us all, and doing it in a very generous way and doing such a constructive communal activity. It's fantastic.
Now let's see how much trouble I can make.
This part.
You have a predecessor. He assembled a chorus. Now you're up there conducting. And all of a sudden, out of your right ear, you hear somebody who is not quite right. General Kelly? Will you have the ability to sort of, get rid of them?
Well, I think every member of any sort of team or choir or orchestra understands that there's got to be some kind of leadership, and that leadership has a style. And I'm looking for particular things from my singers in the TFC. So at the moment, I'm enjoying getting to know them all. And we have great strengths and some weaknesses, which we need to work on, of course. And
can you name some of those weaknesses for
no.
us?
No. Not in public. If you have to come to the concert, see if you can spot any. but the chorus are a wonderfully willing group. And it's actually one of the reasons I'm here, is their willingness to work and their absolute passion for music making. They're so keen. And I sense this the very first rehearsal I had a chance to meet them 18 months ago. I was like, wowzers, these guys really want to get this good. And so it's up to me to show them how to. And that's my responsibility at the moment. And over time, we will share that responsibility, and I'll be asking more of them as we go forward. But right now, I think we have this wonderful honeymoon period of getting to know each other, and I've tried to make it possible this summer for any singer who was available to come to the festival to take part in it. So I think overall, we've got over 250 taking part over the summer.
Mark Volpe was talking earlier this morning about, we got on this subject, and he was speaking specifically about instruments and some of the beautiful instruments that the orchestra owns that helps with this trademark sound of the orchestra.
Yes.
Is there a sound that you try to, that is inherent within this chorus that comes with this orchestra?
Well, not really. I think any conductor has a sound in their ear, and the rehearsal process is about trying to nurture the group you're working with as close to that ultimate sound as possible. And of course, it's a fascinating thing. You can't really put that into words. I can exemplify it by a friend of mine. Many years ago, I was training a group of young singers in a concert, and my friend came along to hear it, and he said, "Oh, wow, it was remarkable to hear 60 people singing like you."
Ah.
And I suppose I sort of handcrafted these singers. Partly, they'd had very little experience, so they took everything I said and actually did it.
Just as you did when you were a young singer.
Well,
in the choir,
absolutely,
right?
Yeah. And yeah. Actually, one of the things one forgets is it's not just about the conductor in front of you. There's also singers all around you. And when I was a boy in the Abbey Choir, we learnt as much from the senior boys as we did from our choir master. And it's so interesting to go back and hear that choir now, because there's a sort of thread of a sound which I remember being part of, and it's still there, passed hand to hand along the choir stalls as the boys learn how to sing by ear as well as their sight reading skills and so on. I went back to hear my old choir, St. John's College in Cambridge. They have a wonderful men and boys choir, and I was singing in it when I was an undergraduate, and I wrote a piece for them recently, and I was asked to conduct the rehearsal and just show them the ropes with this new piece, and they'd learnt it very well, and the sound was pretty much exactly like I'd got the choir in my head from 20 years ago when I sang in the choir.
Now, I saw a wonderful performance with the chorus and with the orchestra, and there's Andres up there, who we admire and think is great, leading it. Now, you've conducted the choral part of it so that they're trained.
Mm.
Now they're up there, but Andres is leading the orchestra.
Yes.
At the end, they call you out to tumultuous applause.
Well,
no, that's true.
Much sometimes. Deserves her.
Sometimes.
Yeah, well, they do. And so my question to you is, how does that feel now, having to basically relinquish the baton to the orchestra conductor?
Oh, I think it's an important moment. And actually, as part of choir training, what I'm looking for, particularly from the TFC members, to do is to react to what they see regardless of who they've got in front of them. So in my preparation with them, I'm changing tack all the time. I'm changing speed subtly to see if they are switched into what they're being given from the podium, so that when someone else comes to the podium, they're ready for anything, which I think is a hallmark of a great orchestra or any performance group. Was it Carrie Anne who said, for a great orchestra, rehearsal is superfluous? And if the chorus is watching the conductor and responding to the music in the moment that it's happening, then you can achieve great things together. And for me, it's wonderful to see that happen, and to step back and to watch them then perform the piece.
Who's the most famous person you have ever conducted in as a part of the chorus? Prince Harry, for example, or one of those people?
Gosh, the most... Well, I'm not entirely sure. There have been a very few special concerts in Oxford where I've recently relinquished the post of conductor of the Schola Cantorum, which is a very fine chamber choir and a hotbed for young talent.
Mm.
And there have been some fantastic people who've come through that choir when they were undergraduates. And We did a concert for all our alumni shortly after I joined as the music director, and Emma Kirkby came back to sing the solos with us. And she's, of course, a greatly respected soprano of particularly early music. And it was wonderful to work with her for the first time. And then she came back two or three times. But one of the other alumni of the choir hasn't gone into music professionally, but is a major personality on British television. And he's an expert in wine. His name is Oz Clark.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know him? He's a massive fan of choral music. And we had a concert just a few weeks ago where it was my sort of leaving do, as you like. And the alumni were invited. Oz Clark came along and sang in the chorus. So, I mean, he's pretty famous. But I actually don't watch a lot of television, so I've never seen him on telly. I'm told he's famous.
But none of the royals like William or Harry?
I conducted a musical many years ago when the boys were studying at Eton College.
Yes.
And we were performing for a month in the Theatre Royal in Windsor.
Yes.
And I think their class came to our show to see it. So I've conducted a show which they saw. Yeah.
Got it.
All right. We are out of time, unfortunately, so we have to have you come back next year.
Yes.
All right.
You got the gig.
Lovely to see you back.
James Burton is the conductor of the Tanglewood Festival Chorus, is also the BSO Choral Director. For more information, go to tanglewood.org. Thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure.
Great to see you.
You're terrific.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.